Human rights activist Colin Kaepernick silent on business ties to Ben & Jerry's following migrant child labor report. By Warner Todd Houston on March 3, 2023. Vaunted human rights activist and ex-NFL player Colin Kaepernick has refused to comment on a report claiming that his woke ice cream partner, Ben & Jerry's, has been caught using child labor in its supply chain. Back in 2021, Kaepernick teamed with the ultra-woke ice cream company to launch a new non-dairy flavor labeled Change the World. "We are so inspired by Colin Kaepernick's bold activism for racial justice that we did what we do best. We whipped up a euphoric flavor to honor his work," Ben & Jerry's said in a statement in December of 2020. Kaepernick also posted a tweet about the partnership, talking about how excited he was to join the Ben & Jerry's team. Yet, with all that pandering to each other over people's rights, Kaepernick has studiously ignored the recent reports that woke Ben & Jerry's has been caught contracting with companies that use migrant child labor to source the ingredients for its ice cream factories. A new report by the left-wing New York Times revealed that Ben & Jerry's is one of the giant U.S. corporations that use child labor. The paper interviewed over 100 children across 20 states who described jobs that were grinding them into exhaustion, and fears that they had become trapped in circumstances they never could have imagined. The Times added that kids as young as 12 work 12-hour days, sometimes in overnight shifts, that leave them tired and missing school days. Along with Ben & Jerry's, the paper found that child labor is used in the supply chains of corporations, including Walmart, Target, Whole Foods, Ford, and General Motors. But Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp, which is the beneficiary of the profits from Ben & Jerry's Change the World ice cream, has refused to respond to requests by Fox News to respond to charges that its ice cream partner is accused of using child labor right here in the USA. Kaepernick himself has also refused to comment on the child labor charges against the ice cream maker he was so proud to join. For its part, Ben & Jerry's continues to claim it opposes child labor but has not responded directly to the accusations in the Times. Ben & Jerry's is particularly egregious with its pandering to the far left and describes itself as sponsoring a progressive, nonpartisan social mission that seeks to meet human needs and eliminate injustices in our local, national, and international communities. The woke company has also been at the center of controversy after its decision to refuse to allow its products to be sold in Israel. While it banned sales of its products in Israel, the policy was countermanded by its corporate owner, Unilever Brands. Ben & Jerry's even sued its owner, claiming that Unilever had no right to reverse its boycott of Israel, but lost its case. Kaepernick has not played pro football since he walked away from a new contract offered by the San Francisco 49ers at the end of the 2016 season. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.